Hi everyone, and welcome to the Why of Yoga. My name is Alan, and I have with me Miss Bea Quebunyar, my friend. Hi, Bea.
Hi, Alan.
All right. So, it's been a while since I posted a new episode for this particular podcast. Given the pandemic, the last one I think was last year, and talking about generally how to begin your yoga teaching experience, either online or in studio. Now, in this particular episode, I would like to highlight the setting here in the Philippines. Currently, we will be talking in the vernacular of Tagalog and English. Para sa mga Filipino audience, and basically this is really dedicated to our fellow Filipino yoga teachers, especially here in the Philippines, and not in the context of international setting, right? So first of all, I'm gonna check first the current what's this exchange rate is 54.80. So
what currency, dollar?
Yes, to a dollar. To one USD is equal to a dollar. So the main question, so the main topic for today, and this would be the title of our podcast today, is why shouldn't you price your yoga class as 500 pesos? And the other one is, why shouldn't you be paid as a yoga teacher for 500 pesos. It goes both ways, right? So that's my question to you first, Bea. Are you okay? This is in a group setting. Are you okay with students for walk-in that they'll be pricing from 200 to 350 pesos?
Okay, so group class. And then
for 1 hour, that's 60 minutes.
There's a lot of dependencies also for this. First, what is the max capacity for this class? And how much rent do I have to pay for the venue if it's something that I'm hosting on my own?
Ay, gusto ko yan. Oh, sige. Okay, so ito pa lang, mainit na siya. For the longest time, I've been seeking and I've been wanting to ask. Of course, I have friends who are owners of yoga studios, and especially during pandemic, it was very hard in the Philippines alone. And we're no longer categorized as third world country, but we are categorized as progressive country. Tama ba?
Mm-hmm.
Or how about progressive?
Progressing.
Sorry, pinatawa lang kita. Okay. So, dami ko na kagad tanong, but I wanted to ask muna, can you please, for the audience, Bea, please introduce yourself. What do you do? And what's your business in yoga anyway? So, there.
Okay, so currently I call myself as a fitness instructor. I teach different formats, and yoga was actually the first format that I taught while I was still in corporate. Mm-hmm. And I've been teaching since 2015.
Okay. So, when was your first 200 YD yoga teacher training for those of you?
I actually... Okay, technically speaking, my 200 hours, I took it in 2018, but I started my 50 hour muna na yin yoga training in 2014.
Okay,
I see.
Yeah, and this is really fascinating kasi nga, this is the same path as some friends that I had before. Ako, even before I took the 200 hour back in 2020 vinyasa, I also took about two to three courses of 24-hour when it comes to rehab yoga. So that's my first one. So yours is the yin yoga before actually delving in. But other than that, are there other, like you said, you categorize yourself or as a fitness coach primarily, because what are the classes that you're offering?
Okay, so I also teach Pound, which is a cardio drumming workout format. I got certified for that in 2017 and still teaching it. And I also trained for Inferno Hot Pilates in 2019.
Super loud, IHP. Okay, I see. That's good. Right. And then in return, so I'm, what's this, certified for Muay Thai group settings. That was way back 2015, also with kettlebell training, battling ropes, and marami pang iba. And that was why yun nga, the group setup, basically, it started 2015. Yours is about 2017, 2018, tama ba?
2015-ish.
2015 din, so everyone else. So yun, may I ask Bea, the very first, what was your very first group class na tinuro mo?
It was yin yoga.
Yin yoga. And then, pwede bang tanungin how much ang nabayad sa'yo as a teacher?
I was a sub then.
Okay.
And if I remember correctly, kasi it was 700-ish yata. But that was an hour and 15 minutes. And then, syempre, tatanggalin nyo pa yung tax. So,
oh, yeah.
Probably ended up parang 500 to 600.
Okay. Again, that? This is in the context of what year?
2015.
Okay.
And this was in a yoga studio.
Okay,
so I
see. I
didn't have to pay rent like what I asked earlier.
Yeah. And sa akin naman, when I started out as an instructor for Muay Thai, assistant coach, guess what? Ito mas malala. My per class is 250 pesos. Per class. Regardless of the head count. So, and because that's the context of, because I was an assistant coach, mm-hmm. and kumbaga apprentice work, mm-hmm. The highest based on, so I have like a, what's this, yung appraisal, siguro yung pinakamataas ko was 350. I was okay back then. Why? Just for the audience, I was doing it sideline na, and I have my corporate job. That was why when I was working, the 250 to 350 was already a bonus for me. Kumbaga, I was after experience. So, iikot tayo doon sa discussion na yun. Kung paano, in the perspective of a person teaching it as sideline, and then for someone teaching it full time.
Yeah.
So, question.
I actually plus one you on that.
You
before your
yeah,
next. I was okay also with that pay because that was a sideline at the time.
Mm, yeah.
I had no idea also how much to ask, and any these venues naman din talaga have their own tier of pay.
Tier, exactly.
For the instructors.
So tama ba? In the yoga studio that you went to, kasi nga mas. I was a blogger back then for a yoga studio, so I really don't have an idea. And like I said, like you said, wala kang idea or wala kang benchmarking on how much to ask anyway. Tama
yeah.
ba?
Yeah, because it's not like we can go around studios and say, how much do you pay for instructor?
Yeah, so wala na. Right. Question. So, second question. Ang haba ng sagot do. So, unang question pa lang tayo. My second question would be, when did you parang begin to ask or to demand a higher pay or begin to question, bakit is it really is the pay 650 enough or mababa? When did you begin to question that?
I started thinking about that, maybe not the exact,
not naman the day, huh?
Because I also was invited to teach in a friend's chala, but this was in the south, and kakabukas lang. So it was the same like agreement. It was profit share for all the other instructors who were teaching other formats also.
Okay.
And since it's in a very, I wouldn't say a small community, but it was pretty quiet. You know, going all the way to the south on a weekday afternoon for that class, parang it wasn't worth getting just two or three students, sometimes zero students pa. Diba? So, I mean, I was thankful that I was still given some money, even if there were zero students. So that kind of sort of covered.
Oh, wow.
So, but it's
question.
Not easy to get this.
For the profit sharing, is it like, is there a particular percentage? 80-20, 60-40?
If I remember right, it was 80-20.
80-20. All right. Again, for the andaming mga clarifications.
Yeah, yeah.
For the audience, especially if you are a teacher who's about to start pa lang, there are yoga studios, there are fitness and gyms, boutique studios that would offer either directly paying you as such a fee or the profit sharing, meaning to say, depends on your agreement whether 80-20, 75-25, or maybe they're generous 50-50, good luck. Di ba? Pero those are some things that worth considering. So these are the things that you that's one that you wanted to consider. When actually ako naman as a yoga teacher, so doon ako sa konteksto ng now we will parang level off ha. So yoga as a yoga teacher to, Bea. Next time na babalik tayo kay being a fitness coach because I know iba rin ang iyong benchmarking there, right?
Yeah.
Tama ba? Correct me if I'm wrong.
Depends on the format. Do you want me to like explain it now na rin or later?
Yeah, go ahead, right.
Okay. So before I would have a different rate kasi when teaching yoga compared to teaching pound, for example. And even now, if I'm hired by a venue to teach either or even both, the rate is different. Kasi for yoga, they have a different standard talaga.
Yep,
for
yep.
pound, I ask for a higher rate because one, I bring my ripsticks, those drumsticks that we have in class, and it's proprietary also to use it. I bring them. It's not provided by the gym for the students. And if those break, eventually, syempre, I'll have to replace them. And they're not. Also, with Pound, we are subscribed to what we call the label, which is which gives us 1 year of access to all of our choreography. And syempre, we have to factor in those expenses when we
teach. And we will discuss that later. Mm-mm. Like, what are the things to consider when it comes to pricing? Kasi, but the question now, currently, so, diba, like you said, 650, that was 2015.
Mm-hmm.
How much na ngayon ang your asking rate when teaching yoga?
Okay, in a venue, in a like yoga studio / gym.
Yes.
Okay. As much as possible, I ask for 1,000 net, meaning after taxes.
After taxes.
1,000 na mabigay. But I know that there are the other venue that I'm teaching in, but it's not yoga. Ang charge talaga is 800 and net naman din yon, which is okay na rin.
So your range is again 800 to 1,000, tama ba?
Yes.
Yes, sir. Okay. Currently, ako naman by tier. So, based on the head count, if it's 1 to 3 people, it's 500. At side note, nilaban ko pa siya. And then, 4 to 8 people, that's 650. And then, 8 above, that's 750. And I said yes because in the context of given in a gym or well, supposedly a gym, you think or you're expecting that there will be more than 4 or 5 members that will attend a group class or a GX class, right? So I've been with several boutique gyms. I won't name names, but they are the purple, they are the, what's this? They are the green and they are the red. So those are the colors that they associate with. And while they're good, I think one or two clubs in particular, and because they are franchise, magkakaiba talaga ang touring ng bawat isa. Sometimes they consider your transportation. I'm from QC. Bea is from where?
Makati.
Makati. Even in back in 2015, Makati ka na, Bea?
Yes.
Okay, so south. Southern.
Southern!
Yeah, ako si northern part of Manila. The greater north. So, yun. So, magkaiba, I would want to say na magkaiba rin ang consideration. Some franchise would be generous. They would add 150 even to 200 for transportation alone. So, yung ito ha, ito yung sinasabi ko ngayon. Until now, most of the gyms that I've spoken with, 500 ang kanilang asking price, regardless of the type.
Mm.
Now, iba sa konteksto ng pound ha, sa pound meron yeah. talaga silang sinusunod, and that I respect, buti pa sila. So, because nga proprietary and I would understand the ripsticks and all, but when it comes to yoga, again in the context of yoga, being a yoga teacher, it's 500, and then sometimes with or without. I used to take a class in Makati. It's just 500 as is. And then there's another ito pa yung ang tawag doon, disclaimer, kung hindi transportation, meron pa sometimes condition. Pag walang umatin, buti pa sa'yo, Bea, no? Back then, your southern friend, kahit walang umatin, they'll pay, do they pay you the full amount?
Not the full, pero the profit share yun, diba? So if they're students, I think they gave me like 500 flat.
Still, 500 is 500.
Yeah.
Yeah, but mine, and this is my, this is my mistake because I basically said yes, and we will discuss that. Kung ano yung mga considerations kung bakit ka napapa-oo in the first place, right?
Yeah.
I said yes. Kapag walang umaten, they will only cover the transportation fee, and the transportation fee that they can offer is only 150 pesos. But guess what? A trip, by the way, and yun, tatanungin ko rin sa'yo, Bea, from your place to Glorieta, if you take a Grab, how much would it cost you?
Okay.
On any time.
Ulit-ulit. From Makati to?
From your place to Glorieta.
Like today.
Mm. Regardless kung traffic, may holiday, what not.
Definitely not lower than 100.
So 120. Is it about 120? So manageable pa 120. Ako kasi, regardless, me going to the Quezon Avenue MRT station, it's 180 pesos already. That's already a meal.
Exactly.
So that's about 200 pesos, and that's not yet peak. Guess what, guys? That's not yet peak. So we're talking about there's no longer the Jollibee 39ers. Sorry, I mentioned that. The 39ers is a thing in the past, as in literally 1999 price pa yan. Okay. Now, at kumakalat ito right now sa Twitter, the breakfast in Jollibee will range from 2:30 now to...
Really?
Yes!
Okay.
This is the meal, ha? Not the... So, there are naman yung pancake burgers.
Okay.
Pero I'm talking about rice meals. So...
Still, syempre mag-rice ako, no?
Oo. So, hindi, yeah. Pero hanapin ko ngayon. Kaya parang dinobol check ko siya. Hala, totoo nga ang balita. Akala ko 150 lang ganyan. So, I don't know. So, anyway, yun. Ang daming mga considerations. Okay. So, thank you about that. Again, we're in this south and then... So, that's... Again, for you, it's 800 to 1,000. And then for me, the highest that I'm getting now is from 500 to 1,000. So, that is regardless of the headcount, right? Or may increments ka pa on the headcount, Bea? Alright. Now, so, we're talking about being a teacher and what is being paid. Next ko naman is you providing services or providing a service to a private, meaning to say a group of people or friends or co-workers if you have, how much is a walk-in fee for you?
Okay. I would price it kasi a lot depends.
Yeah. Pero sige, i-break down natin what are your considerations, bakit ganun ang price range mo.
Okay. If it's a small group of people, like a group of friends.
Small group is how many?
Let's say
meron pa bang...
6 or 7 people.
Okay.
If they say na, oh, can we have classes coming 7 every Monday at this time in this person's house?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And this is something I learned from other people also in the past na, you know, if you have like a certain rate, let's say a corporate rate,
mm-hmm.
If you use that same price na every time I have a class na private, mm-hmm. ito dapat yung price ko. And there's 7 of them. Divide it by 7 para yun yung bayad nila per head.
Okay.
I patterned it after this friend of mine. Her price kasi per class, whether it's one person or 5 people, is 2.5. So she has to get 2.5 for every there were 5 students in that group.
Mm-hmm.
And so, syempre, divided by 5, it's 500 per person. Now, if one person there is absent, one or more people are absent, 600 per head yung bayad.
Okay. So, regardless kung nag-cancel last minute or kulang, for a small group, it goes to show about 500 to 600 per person.
So, that way, you still get... Kasi, even if it's one person na deducted,
yeah.
About the same...
Malaki na.
Prepare the same class, di ba? So, at least, you are covered also. Kasi... if only one person shows up, syempre magiging 600 lang, diba? So you also have to put in the consideration that we have to be at least 4 people to continue with the class.
Okay, so may minimum to push through.
Pwede rin, unless that person is willing to pay
2.5.
Meaning people are willing to pay for that 2.5.
Tama ba? So again, kapag isa lang ang umaten, 2.5 pa rin yan.
2.5 pa rin.
Yeah. Okay, so meaning to say you're not as affordable as what others would think of a yoga class.
If ever, yeah. But that's okay. The thing that I learned. I'm gonna veer away from the question lang here, Alan.
Oh, yeah.
That was maybe 2019 when my friend kasi passed this group to me. And then before that,
pandemic. Okay.
So before that, I had another client. Pinasa lang din sa akin. It was 1,000 per class. It's either the wife only. Sometimes the husband joins.
Mm-hmm.
And so two people, 1,000 per class.
And so that's still 500 pesos.
Parang okay. 500 per person. So okay na rin. Again, this was all of this that I'm telling you, sideline ko lang kasi.
Mm-mm.
I would have been okay not charging 2.5 for that other group, but it just that it that was passed on to me.
So question, Bea.
Parang
okay.
Parang mahirap naman din to make it lower than the previous instructors.
Yeah, yeah. May tanong ako. So currently you have a full-time work then?
No. I'm a freelancer right now.
You're a freelancer. Thank you. Ayan. Just to clarify, ako, I'm a freelancer as well. So, meaning to say, whatever you do, whether it be the on a corporate setup, found instructor, or a yoga teacher, these are all passion projects of yours.
Yeah.
Yes? Meaning to say, walang umiibabaw. Pantay-pantay kumbaga.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Yun yung gusto kong stress within this conversation. I'm a full-time yoga teacher now and well, fitness coach. Again, lumalabas na mas marami kasi ang yoga classes ko right now. But currently, that's my setup and this is my bread and butter. So for those of you who are who just tuned in, these are teachers and coaches that are doing or teaching inside their passion. Okay, it's not a sideline anymore, any longer. Okay, so okay, kasi yun nga ako, I teach flat na 600 per person, and this is actually ang small group ko is set up ko is to 10 people. Pwedeng sabihin nila, so ang mahal nun, it's like 6,000 na nakukuha mo. Yes, but you have to, we'll go there kung bakit ako oo sa 6,000 in the context of 10 people paying you 600 pesos. Wala ba teach na parang, what's this? Yung ano to? Threshold and then magbumababa habang dumadami. I also have my reason kung bakit. I wanted to do a corp. Now, this one, I learned naman, Bea, because this is on the international level. And I wanted to say, nung una, eh, kasi Pilipinas naman eh. I wanted to say that way. However, ang dami ng konteksto, especially inflation, I wanted to make it benchmark, as in lahat as is. Whether you'd be from Southeast Asia, whether be you're from UK or US setting, the offer that was given to me is $120 for a 1 hour yoga class. So $120, okay, game. Okay. Nandito naman pala ang aking ad. So $120 US dollar is 6,566. And that's the same, di ba? Yung 10. So, that makes it fair. But is it expensive? That's meaning to say ba, me being a teacher is quite not affordable? I would say no longer. Because, again, nandun tayo sa main, di ba? My main question is, why shouldn't you price yourself as 500 peso per class? Okay. With that in mind, we move on. And masasagot muna to, Bea. Ikaw mas exposed dito. What are the considerations? Bakit ka nag-arrive dun sa price na yun? Bakit hindi 300? Bakit hindi teach? Pwede, hindi ba pwedeng, ano, 20 kami, tapos 150 pesos lang? Ang sakit sa sikmura. Okay, yun, okay. Bea, what's your take? Okay.
So, una, I also had this is a lot of things I had to unlearn and relearn.
Yeah.
Putting it became personal to me kasi how I price my classes and my services. Because mm-hmm. I've been taking so many certifications, so many short courses also since 2018.
Mm. Thank you.
That, with my experience. So technically I've been teaching 15 years.
Nagbilang. Yeah. 6-7 years.
Na.
Uh-oh, 8 years.
I can't stick with the same price point as before, not just because of inflation, but also because of all the continuous learning that I
continuing education that you're taking. And question, Bea, what's the range of CEU that you're taking? Whether it's a CEU or a new course altogether.
Wait, I'm not registered kasi with Yoga Alliance.
No. Yeah. So, regardless, kunwari, not a CEU,
can I say in hours?
Yeah. Kunwari, okay. 24 hours. How much is it?
So, in terms of learning ko lang with yoga, technically, I only took a 200 hour vinyasa course. But if you combine all of my yoga learning, mahina 800 hours.
Yeah. Ulit. Magkano ang iba 200 hours? Mamaya na tayo sa 200 hours na kung how much. Isipat mo yun. How much yung mga courses mo, short courses? What's the price
depends
range?
Depends eh. It would go from...
This is in Philippine peso. Sorry.
15 to 30,000 yung mga before.
15 to 30. Okay. So, and then this is like out of pocket.
Yeah.
Not even sponsored. Not.
Oh, not at all. And it's not just yoga here, Alan, ha? Kasi...
Yun nga. Diba? Meron ka pang, of course, si Pound, may continuing education din si Pound sa'yo. Yeah.
And I even combine coaching elements, life coaching elements.
I combine
psychological elements into it that not a lot of yoga instructors.
Mm-hmm. Big check. True.
Diba? Because it's not just physical, it's not just asana.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So if yun lang yung nabibigay na instructor, then yeah, that's great. But I'm also catering it individually to the clients.
Okay. But let me, in retrospect, question. Does it mean na hindi dapat, ako bilang audience, ha? Does it mean na hindi dapat ako kumuha ng ibang courses para lang bumaba ang cost ko?
No naman. I think naman, kasi that's yun yung justification ko.
Yeah.
Kanina. Let me clarify the question, ha? Should you not take other courses para yung price point mo ay mababa pa rin at mas affordable ka?
Yeah.
Okay. How much do you value your time?
Yeah, thank you. Okay, exactly.
Yun. Kasi if you say na, 200 pesos lang isang oras ko, okay, so ilang classes ang kaya mong gawin in 1 week? I won't even say one day. In one whole week. Na hindi ka mapapagod at 200 lang yung bayad sa'yo. Can you pay your bills? Can you feed yourself? Can you sustain your entire well-being?
Okay.
Not just to feed yourself, but to continuously learn, to have presentable clothes din kasi hindi naman pwedeng gusgusin tayo in class and your other accessories. Sa teaching pa lang yan.
Okay. So, next is, diba, price point, meaning to say your continuing education now. You talked about the rent of a space.
Mm-hmm.
Ikaw rin ba ang sumasagot mo?
It depends on you then. Kasi, for example,
you organized an event.
Uh-oh. There's not a lot of yoga studios right now that are open. So, you have to be creative about it. What if I rent a community basketball court, for example? Syempre, may per hour na rent. Yan. So, I need to factor that in sa per head na pricing ko.
So
maybe
instead
of charging $250 per head, I can make it $300 per head. If I'm being conservative, baka naman dapat $350 para naman may matira pa sa akin. Next
time, wait lang. The 350 is because...
Ay, ano lang. I just pulled the number.
Okay, okay. Akala ko kasi sabi ko, wait lang, di ba? Mababa. Kasi nga, like you said, 500 to 600 ang price point mo eh. Sana.
Sana, oo. So, ano lang yun? Random number lang yun.
Okay, okay, okay. So, when you say random number, would you be open for 50 katao and then 350 sure na bayad?
Pwede na actually.
Sorry, sorry. 350 per person.
350 per person, 50 packs.
Yes.
I will need to include another instructor there because it's so many to handle. Diba? Just for adjustments lang man and making sure everyone is safe.
At thank you.
In the way I handle my practice, kailangan may extra eyes. If ako lang,
so, you mean to say sometimes. you wouldn't settle if say, and this is me, okay, this is my context. So, there is a government, I'm so sorry, pero there was a government employee that reached out for their wellness, for their well-being campaign, and asking me for a very, very, actually, verbatim is the lowest I can give for their wellness appreciation day. So, if say 50 to 100, and they ask 350 per person, you would insist that you have a partner or yes, to collaborate with another yoga teacher.
At least one.
Yeah. And hindi ka na kung they insist na ikaw lang. Paano yun?
Kung ako lang, I would make it a chair yoga class. So there's
okay. Lessons. Ako, I would limit it to for 30 minutes. Kung what? Ako yun.
Yeah, actually.
Para lang, alam mo yun, again, doon na ako babalik doon sa sinabi mo kanina na how much do you value your time?
Mm-mm.
Right? Kasi for 50 to 100 katao, and in the recent years, yoga has been very inclusive, very sensitive when it comes to just teaching, right? The teaching style is now very dynamic as well as trauma-informed and sensitive.
Mm-mm.
Kasi hindi na lang tayo bato ng bato, raise your hands, raise your legs, ganyan.
Mm-mm.
And there are very particular asanas that may not be as accessible as to us a particular group. It doesn't mean that all seniors, yun pa, not all seniors are ugudugod. Maybe some seniors are really active, right? So, we cannot just, okay, thank you. Alright. So, I have with me, like, right before we recorded this, I sent Bea a link, and maybe I can send it to, I can share this link dun sa description on for this episode. They say to maximize your income from yoga classes, other than the packaging, because I'm into the ano lang ha, puro walk-in lang tayo, wala pa tayong yung how to. Maybe some other time. Kasi, in fairness ha, mahababang istorya na pala tayo. Oklak na pala. Alright. You mentioned about the transportation, the rent, your education. And another is your appearance. Yeah?
Well, yeah.
Okay. There you
go. Fresh.
Yeah. No, I mean to say, isa rin yung sa mga kinoconsider mo to factor in yung as expense, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, nice stretchy clothes are not always cheap.
Yeah. Question. Paano naman ang mga fresh from YTT? because kasi baka sabihin nila, ah, kasi these teachers, the ones that are talking right now, are experienced teachers. We've been teaching for 7 to 8 years, and like for how many hours, and how many teaching hours, and how many classes per day. Paano naman yung fresh from from a 200-hour YTT? How do you address that? What's your advice pala?
Okay. That's a little challenging to answer din, kasi I'm sure you've also experienced this din, Alan. In the beginning, we try to get all the opportunities that we can to be
until now naman.
I
have to admit, yeah.
So I think in the beginning, you can try it out. Kasi sometimes not all freshly graduated yoga teachers might have people who will tell them exactly how they charge.
Okay.
So sometimes they will just accept whatever comes their way. Baka magtanong sila, okay na ba to rate na to? Like 1,000 for a corporate class. Still very low in my opinion.
May I ask? Sorry. So maidlay na ko bigla. Magkano ang what you as a in your experience, how much should you charge for corporate? And like how many packs? How many hours?
Okay. So before I would charge 2.5, now I charge 3.5 for a 1 hour class. Max of 30. 20 to 30.
That's it. So 30, and this is this is in person, right?
In person, yeah.
Okay, got it. Thank you.
Yon, kasi I've also experienced some corporate inquiries na they only give 1.5 lang talaga, and there are teachers who actually say yes to that, which like okay, sige, if you think that's right for you, then sige, go for it.
Okay. Would it be fair because they wanted experience, they wanted exposure, or is it a very bad excuse nowadays? Yun yung tanong ko eh, kasi out of despair, I said yes to these things, yes. But if I look back and someone, and this we are that someone now, will you stop me as a fresh grad? Or a word of caution na lang, siguro.
I would caution then. Kasi let's face it, if everybody charges the way that I charge, not everybody
wala
will
na kukuha.
Afford it. Diba?
So okay.
Minsan kasi yung kailangan, it should be a flexible thing also sometimes, depending on the context. Mm-hmm. So for example, I used to have like certain slots in classes na parang compassion slots, meaning the charge is lower, but I limit it. Let's say up to 5 slots lang.
Mm.
Bayad is like 50% off or even more.
And this is like a first come first serve, or is it like
first come first serve?
So hindi siya out of kasi my income is like this lang.
Ay, hindi naman. If lang
okay.
Parang honesty so, basis na if you
okay,
know
yeah,
that
yeah,
you
yeah.
can
but honest,
afford
yeah, no.
this.
Honesty store.
Medyo may guilt factor. But yeah, it's possible also naman din for us to do something like that for like a corporate thing. Baka naman hindi sila multinational. Baka it's an NGO. So syempre, we have to make adjustments to our pricing. We also have to ito na eh. Magpa-factor in ka rin ng konting values mo eh. Like if
you're
just
okay.
to earn, then yeah, you're gonna stick to that rate. But if you're also there to, you know, to be more compassionate and really share the practice, you'll still give it at a lower rate, but not to the point na malulugi ka.
Yun nga eh. What? When is that?
It, again, variable yung number.
Okay. Kasi, my main teacher in trauma informed parang shared that yoga is as a phone ko eh. I'm using the phone now. But yoga should be accessible. in accessibility sometimes doesn't anymore mean affordability. Or, diba? Yun yung nakakatakot. Especially in the Philippine setup. Ah. Sometimes, like, diba? When we take our sessions with our psychiatrist, for those of you who are undergoing mental health sessions with a health institute, hindi mura ang isang session with a psychiatrist or as a counselor. And then, wala pang factoring in the meds that they will advise or give you for your mental health condition. And so, that's my question. Accessible, pero hindi affordable. Right? So, yun yung medyo minsan napapaisip, napapaupo talaga ako kasi you would want sana both access and affordability. So, where do you said it's variable. It varies to the person's values. One, you said, is it worth the time and effort? Question, hindi ka dependent ka ba on a system? On parang did you invest on a booking system?
Ah, no naman.
No every naman. So they can pay, okay, manual. So hindi siya kasama sa investment mo.
No.
Okay. So your investment is basically one, your education, your experience, your time. Tama.
Yes.
Okay, and the transportation pala. Sorry. And the food and the rent. Ang dami. If you think about it, hindi na lang siya parang, and I wouldn't look down on other passion projects kasi it doesn't mean na dahil yoga teachers kami or pound instructor si Bea or me as a Muay Thai instructor, kaya mataas. Sometimes, you have to look at it on the perspective na because you want to bring value to your customer, you sana wanted the same when the customer gives value to you. So that would mean how much. And that's why I'm already ano ha, wrapping things up because oh my god, sabi ko ang inasum ko. We can finish in an hour or even 45 minutes. Oh my god.
We've never had this conversation in less than an hour.
Yeah.
Diba?
Ang weird, no? Ang weird. Kasi ngayon lang natin talaga inupuan siya, no? It's not in passing everything.
Yeah.
And okay. I see.
So overtime.
Oo nga eh. Question, Bea, just to finish everything. What would make you lower down your price?
If it's a group that maybe cannot afford it but really has the best of intentions in having that class, hindi yung wellness week lang, you know, there's something that they wanted, and that's what I can see when I talk to them na.
Okay, as in when you sit down with them and you will really see the need.
Yes.
Okay. So again, this is your prerogative, kumbaga na.
Yeah, kasi as much as possible, I want to have a discovery call before they book a class. Kasi some have their own preconceptions of what the workout or the movement is. But I'm bringing it in a different light. You know, hindi yung stretching lang, in a way.
So you mean to say, kunwari, I'm a potential customer of Bea. Before anything else, you encourage your potential client to have a discovery call first before anything else. Okay.
Because I want to know why they're asking for this class.
Okay. Okay.
Baka may event sila. Mm-hmm. Baka may thing that they want me to tie the class into. Diba? Kasi every experience is unique. Eh.
True. True. True naman. Okay. So, and then, wala na. That's my last question. To me, I don't want to add na kasi or else just ko Lord another 15 minutes to. But yeah, tama ka doon. I would always ask, so I have leading questions muna. Oops, sorry. I have leading questions, probing questions, if you may. Kung bakit, what's the intention behind of a yoga class or whatever group class is this?
Yeah.
And then from there, yeah, there's a need. However, makikilala mo rin yung tao on the context of do they really want it because they just, you know, it's like a group of people reunion and then they want it this price lang because of a budget. This would be a hanging question for both of us. Paano kapag, yun nga, budget constraint, sabihin na lang nila na, ito lang po, gusto mo ba? Ako, my answer is no. I would say no because I learned to say no na. Dati kasi, I got used to begging off na. Back then, I wanted to parang please everyone and accept everyone's offer. However, dun nga papasok dun sa sinabi ni Bea na how much do you value your time? How much do you value your education? How much do you value your effort?
And your energy.
Your energy,
so,
there you go. It's not like
people don't realize.
Yun nga eh. I guess siguro akala kasi nga naman ng tao laging sinasabi na, eh di ba stretch lang yan. So, ang saya no. Every time I went, okay, yun lang. So there. So to wrap things up, to answer the question, why shouldn't you price yourself at 500 pesos? It's because you value yourself. And we can break things down. You value yourself. You value your time. You value the education that you got from whatever yoga school that you attended with. You value your effort. You value the way you teach, even the programs that you teach, of course. It's not like you just copy it from someone. You might have copied it from someone, but still you modified, and therefore there's the magic in it. So everything that is very personal should be of value, and therefore, does it mean to say Alan 600? Okay, maybe, perhaps, pero again, medyo dati kasi ang daming mga malabong areas. But now, medyo mahal talaga ang bilihin. Everything is mahal.
It's expensive.
So you really have to be aware. And again, I wouldn't discount just because we're from Metro Manila. Kaya kami nagsasalita ng ganito. Even for other provinces, other cities around the Philippines, you have to give value to whatever you're bringing. Right? And eventually, kasi if not, oh my God, yun nga. We come back to the as simple as go back to your yamas and niyamas. Or as simple as you go back to your ahimsa. Is it still ahimsa for you? Or sobra na siyang himsa? So, right? There. So, thank you so much, Bea, for your time, for spending time with me. And like I promised, or like I hope so, that you'd we will spend time again some more kasi there are ngayon biglang nanganganak and if you like enjoyed this session with me, then let me know. If you are a teacher that you feel that you wanted to share something that is quite valuable to future yoga teachers, for current yoga teachers, even for seasoned yoga teachers, then please send me a message through Instagram or maybe email. Yeah, kasi there's in on Spotify when this would air, as well as on YouTube, you can comment. So meron po. Okay. Any other what's this? Last thoughts, Bea?
I'm sure there will be a lot of questions pa on the listeners' mind. So you can kindly put it in the comments also, and maybe we can address them in the next one or next one. So again, we just opened a can of worms with this conversation. And when I was having this just a casual conversation with Alan on this, ang tagal din ng usapan namin. So there is no one solution to it, unfortunately. So yeah. Looking to see what other people think also, and again, there's more to talk about.
Yeah, if you have other questions, because right now, andami ko ng questions in my mind. The next topic that I wanted to discuss with Bea. But yeah, I hope you enjoyed, Bea. Thank you so much.
Thank for you.
This space. Bye for now. Thank you.